This country's leading cause of serious long-term disability is strokes, after having one, many people use wheelchairs. A man in Oregon wanted to go hiking, but his chair couldn't hack it, so he invented a new way. Emily Curitan from Oregon Public Broadcasting has the story.
Okay, big rock on the right.
Five people move in tandem down a trail. It's steep and at times narrower than the frame of a wheelchair connecting them.
I trust these guys to figure it out, how we'll get through it, how to get those narrow spots without tipping me over to one side or the other.
For Jeff Babb, one miscalculation and he could go over the edge toward an ice-cold river below. And even though this hike is challenging, Babb says he feels more vulnerable crossing a city street.
I've survived two brainstem strokes, and after my first one, I was not able to walk.
That was 14 years ago. He spent much of the time since then working on a project called Adventure, supported by his wife, Yvonne. The goal is to help people with physical limitations access trail systems and an outdoor lifestyle.
We need to celebrate that we're alive.
The Adventure resembles a mountain bike. Imagine handlebars, disc brakes, and a bright orange frame. Unlike existing off-road wheelchair designs, the Adventure can be used by a single rider or as a team sport. Since Babb can't use his arms to propel himself, he relies on having anywhere from 1 to 6 teammates to meet the demands of the terrain.
On your left.
Amy Kazmaier is one of these so-called mules.
Even though we have a planned route, you don't always know what you're going to encounter along the route.
Like that time they went to the Grand Canyon.
When his chair broke and we had to take his chair apart and carry it back up the hill.
The failure sent them back to the drawing board. Jack Arnold is a product development engineer.
We had to do a completely different design.
Motorizing the chair wasn't an option, since many trails don't allow motors. Instead, they looked to another kind of sport.
The AdventChair is not based on wheelchair parts. It's based on mountain bike components. So mountain bike components are more durable than wheelchair parts, and they're less expensive. And, you know, there's bike mechanics all over the place.
But the first prototype cost about $10,000 to build. They're pitching the idea to tourism companies that lead adventure trips for people with disabilities. This fall, the Adventure team entered into a Shark Tank-style competition in Bend, Oregon.
So the very first company that will be out here tonight, I'd love to introduce you to Adventure.
Bend Outdoor Works is a contest for entrepreneurs in the outdoor industry. There's a $5,000 prize on the line to be decided by an audience vote. Babb has 7 minutes to pitch.
The Adventure is for Isaac.
He closes with a list of people he's been able to share the chair with so far. One of them is in the audience.
And for Michelle to enjoy Smith Rock.
Michelle Pearson had a stroke 4 years ago.
The regular wheelchairs that you get are not designed to be outdoors. Like, we broke this one 3 months after we got home with it.
She says it broke going out the front door. And a hiking trip in the Adventure was her first time on a trail since she became disabled.
Blue sky, clouds, it was just a great day. It felt really good to get out there. Not just your yard and not just your street and not just driving around in a car looking out the windows.
Have you been able to go on a hike like that since?
No.
So this is the $5,000 Adventure. Come on.
Babb's team pulls him up the stairs on his Adventure to collect their check. It's a boost for a project inspired by extreme setbacks. The team returns to the Grand Canyon this spring to test the mettle of their latest design. For NPR News, I'm Emily Curitan in Bend, Oregon.